This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Military suicides have increased as much as 20% this year compared to the same period last year, and some incidents of violent behavior have spiked. Service members are struggling with isolation and other effects of COVID-19. This is in addition to the pressures of deploying to war zones, responding to national and other international issues, responding to addressing civil unrest. The data is incomplete and causes suicide are complex, but Army and Air Force officials say the pandemic is adding stress to an already strained force. The numbers vary by service. The Army's 30% spike pushes the total up because it's the largest service. U.S. President Donald Trump paid no income tax in 10 of the past 15 years. That's according to a report by the New York Times. The Times released an extensive story on Mr. Trump's taxes on Sunday. The Times said Mr. Trump did not pay taxes during those 10 years because in those years, he reported losing more income than what was made. The report also said that President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency, another $750 in his first year in the White House. Queried about the report Sunday afternoon at a news conference, Mr. Trump decried it as fake news. Earlier, Alan Garten, a lawyer for the Trump administration, an organization, told the Times that most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate. The Times also reported that the president is fighting a decade-long battle with the Internal Revenue Service over a $72.9 million tax.